1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Absolute pleasure to have Jasmine Clark on the line with Optimism Place Women's Shelter and Support Services celebrating a special anniversary this week. Good morning, Jasmine.
Hi, Jamie.
Jasmine, it's a very special one-year anniversary this week. What's happening?
Yeah, so this week marks 1 year since we started our Building on Hope Capital campaign. September 8th was when we all gathered to celebrate the launch of our campaign and the beginning of our expansion.
And I understand, Jasmine, my gosh, again, with such amazing community support, we are getting so close to goal.
Yeah, I cannot believe it. So to date, we've raised 82% of our $1 million goal, which is phenomenal. We have had just unrelenting support from the community. And when I say our goal was lofty, you know, we weren't sure if we would meet it, but I'm really feeling good about it. We've raised $822,000 to date. We've got $178,000 to go. So it's good news.
And I know sometimes, especially with fundraising, with goals, sometimes that last little bit is the hardest. So we really do encourage people. I know people have made donations, but we really do encourage people to make a donation now.
That's right. So we're really in the home stretch. If you've driven by the shelter lately, it's looking great. We're nearing substantial completion, and we're hoping to occupy the shelter this fall. So we've got a few more months, one last push to really meet our goal. If anybody is interested in supporting the campaign or knowing more about what we're doing, I just really encourage them to reach out and hear more. Reach out to me directly, and I'd be happy to share.
Okay, and again, if they're hearing this and saying, yes, I absolutely would like to help out with their donation, what's the best way to do that?
So right online, buildingonhope.ca, and they can navigate to our website as well. There's a campaign page with lots of information about where we're at and how to support the campaign.
Again, buildingonhope.ca. And I was going to ask you how the construction has been going, but it sounds like it's been going well.
It's great, yeah. We're a little bit behind, but still on track. And like I said, we're hoping to occupy the space this fall and open our doors to support more women and children. I got to see the space yesterday. It's bright, it's beautiful, it's accessible, and I can't wait to finish.
Okay, and we can't wait to help you out. Building on Hope Capital campaign, we're so close to goal. Please do make a donation. You can also get details on their Facebook page, Optimism Place Women's Shelter and Support Services. And Jasmine, as we've talked about, and certainly as you mentioned, the community support from so many business organizations has just been overwhelming. And you've had some great fundraisers and get-togethers. The summer soiree, you had rain, but my gosh, what a successful night that was.
Yeah, we raised $20,000. That was fabulous. We had to pivot last minute because of the rain, but it all worked out fabulously.
Terrific. Jasmine Clark with Optimism Place Women's Shelter and Support Services. Again, we'll pass along the details on our social media and with mystratfornow.com. But help out Building on Hope Capital Campaign. Jasmine Clark with all the details. Thank you so much, Jasmine, and we're going to help you reach goal.
Thanks, Jamie.